Hi, everyone. Today we are going to have a little bit of a discussion instead of a meditation. Don't worry, I have a couple meditations I'm working on that will be coming up soon. The Lunasa meditation that I did, I was fortunate enough to be able to do this live with a group of individuals, which is how I started this. I have written meditations like this for ritual groups and open circle groups and different study groups, and have had a really good time doing that. And I thought, you know, it would be fun to share this with even more people. And that's really kind of how I came to doing this podcast. So once I did the Lunasa meditation with the group, and then we go around and answer the questions out loud with each other and discuss what we saw and what our experience was like. And I found that in this group of individuals that quite a few people didn't have much visualization, or they didn't hear anything, or they felt like they didn't learn anything. And I thought, well, what does this mean? And how should I improve the meditation? And where does all this need to go? And I realized by talking to them and then spending a little time remembering where I came from when I started meditating, that this is actually a common part of the process. These type of journey meditations, while I intend them to play out for you, maybe a little bit like a movie, that isn't always the case. Now, sometimes this has to do with what you need to learn. Sometimes it has to do with where your intuitive skills already lie. For me, when I started meditating, I often didn't see anything. I sat sort of in a dark space without a whole lot going on around me. I felt safe and at peace, and it was an interesting experience. But it was kind of like being in a closet while the dinner party went on out in the kitchen. So it was an odd experience. Now, like I said, this seems to be a common way to start, and I would encourage you to just continue on with your meditation practice, learning to hear your intuition, come in touch with your inner voices, and really cultivate an inner space where these things become possible. Now, I tend to be fairly empathic, so most of my information in the beginning came through feelings. I would formulate a question in my mind, and then I'd have a certain feeling about the question, or I'd get a different sense, I guess, about the question. Occasionally, I would actually hear a voice and an answer, or I might see a facial expression so that I had a sense of what was going on. So I would encourage you, if you were doing these meditations and you feel like it's a waste of time and you're not getting enough information, I would say continue on with it. Be open for what is going on and not focus on what it is that you are missing out of the situation. I would say also that you need to allow yourself a way to kind of play within the space. I'm going to start doing more basic meditations so that you can become more comfortable with your inner space, a little more grounded there, and hopefully that will help you reach different levels of visualization and interaction. Now, within that, when we do a basic body scan or we do a focusing and energy building, I'm going to start talking about all the different ways we can visualize this. As an example, if we're talking about energy flowing through your body, I might talk of it as a warm flowing light, but I've spoken with some individuals who see it more as a moving fog, or individuals who see it almost as rolling magma or a goo rolling through their body. There was one individual I talked to who actually visualizes almost a little floating stream of bubbles. So as I go through these and I talk about different ways to see it, if what I'm saying doesn't work for you, feel free to explore different ideas. and different methods. And as I talk to people and I get all sorts of ideas, I'm going to include some of these methods and try and help everyone find what's really working for them and get in touch with their space. After you spend some time practicing and you've learned to work within the space, then you'll find that you will have the ability to manipulate it and change it and do things so that you can change the colors and change what you see and change what's going on. But in the beginning, we want to find what's working for you and what you're most comfortable with so that you can kind of build some strength there and exercise that muscle, which will in the end get you to a different space. Now, all that said, when we do our journey meditation and I leave you an opportunity to speak with spirit or deity or guides, it's great if you can be in a place where you can actually speak out loud. I find there's a lot of power in using our voice and using our words. When you first say something, when I'm doing a solitary ritual, I find a lot of times I kind of mumble the first line. And then as I get going, my voice gets stronger and I get more confident and I feel the energy build. And I would encourage you to go ahead and do the same, to mumble the line out loud, to actually speak the question, maybe visualize it as a printed word being typed out before your eyes. Again, you need to feel free to play within the space and find what works for you. And I try and gauge my timing so that you have a little bit of room in there to do the things you need to do before I'm talking over what you're building in your mind. So I hope that helps some folks out with maybe some of the experiences that they're having and some of the ways to hopefully overcome and grow within your practice. I'm going to start doing a little more of a verbal introduction before the meditations. So if you're a person listening to this as a podcast, you could probably start it up and listen to me talk a little bit about what's going to happen while you get your meditation space ready. And then we'll get into the actual guided meditations. And for the meditations that I'm working on that are coming up, we, of course, have Mabon coming up, which is our fall equinox. And we're going to get one of those up and posted so that you can prepare yourself for the season and work through the holiday. And maybe I can even help your ritual and celebration be a little deeper, a little richer for yourself. I'm also going to start to do a lot more basic work so that individuals can build their strength in what they're doing and have some more confidence as you are meditating and journeying and learning. So I hope this information has been helpful for you. If you have questions or input, you can find me on Instagram, and there's also a Facebook page. And I look forward to hearing from you on things that you would be interested in me doing, meditations you might want me to do, and any questions that you have. I hope you're having a great week, and talk to you later.